listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
Today, let's think about His, that is God's, Ten Commandments. I'm going to read to you from Exodus chapter 20, verses 1 through 3, where we read, "And God spoke all these words, saying, I am the Lord your God who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. You shall have no other gods before me." When the people of Israel came to Mount Sinai, God spoke the Ten Commandments to them directly. They actually heard his voice. The Ten Commandments were the beginning of a moral code that was based in God himself, not in the opinions or desires of men. We believe that the same God speaks a moral code to humanity today. The idea of a God-based moral code seems to have become less and less popular. While the idea of a moral code remains strong, the tendency grows to think that the moral code should be based on an inner sense of right or wrong, good or bad, and not upon a standard that's set by God. There is a persistent impulse to make one's own moral code apart from God or his revelation. In the late 1980s, the media mogul Ted Turner suggested replacing the Ten Commandments with his own, and I mean this seriously, he really did this, with his own 10 voluntary initiatives. Mr. Turner's list was conspicuous in its failure to mention God or religion in any way. These were some of Mr. Turner's voluntary initiatives. Number one, I promise to have love and respect for the planet Earth and living things thereon, especially my fellow species, humankind. That was number two. Number one, here's number three. I promise to have no more than two children, no more than my nation suggests. Number five, I pledge to use as little non-renewable resources as possible. Number eight, I reject the use of force, in particular military force, and back United Nations arbitration of international disputes. And number 10, I support the United Nations and its efforts to collectively improve the conditions of the planet. Now, somehow, Ted Turner's 10 voluntary initiatives just don't seem to replace the importance, the dignity, and the goodness of the 10 commandments from the Bible. We can't improve on these 10 commandments. They remain God's wisdom to humanity, received with blessing and rejected at a high price. Yet remember that before God commanded anything of man, he declared who he is. The 10 commandments begin with God saying, I am the Lord your God. Before God commanded anything, he declared what he had done. He said this, who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. There is an important point for us here. Because of who God is and what he has done for us, he has the right to tell us what to do, and we have the obligation to obey him. If you think about who God is and what he has done for you, then it will be a lot easier for you to do what he asks of you. So put your mind in that place today. Think about who God is and think about what he has done for you. And then step out in God's power to obey him and honor him. You can do that today.
Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.